time is 7 after the hour, Monday, the 29th of April. Welcome into hour number 3. For those of you who are holding court and want to know what's going on, you can check out each hour by hour at DougStefan.com. You'll be happy that Jennifer Horn is here, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, to monitor what's going on in the world. So let's get to it. Because I'm looking at the headlines. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Jennifer, says the feds are probing whether the Marathon bombers had help in carrying out their attack.
Right.
But they don't know.
Not
that
for
there
sure.
Was any help,
right.
But
now the mom could be involved.
Lots
of drama.
Exactly. A lot of drama. And so let me drop this on all of you that want to be thinking perhaps about something other than the lint in your navel today. It is admittedly pretty easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, especially on Monday morning. So having given you that, I have, because I live in Boston, I've been seeing more and more of this stuff to the point of it being obnoxious. But a point came up over the weekend that I thought was worth a moment or two. So do I have everybody's permission to drop the point on you at this point in the discussion?
Yes.
Please, proceed.
Point.
Please. Okay. There were a lot of signs, apparently, that the information that was coming from the Russians, for example. The FBI had some Russian security information back in 2010 that the older of the two brothers was becoming radicalized. The FBI investigated him and found nothing, quote-unquote, derogatory. They did not pass the information along to any of the other alphabet agencies. The FBI was unaware that a year after its investigation, the 26-year-old returned from a trip to Chechnya. And by the way, this is where all the Islamists, there are lots of Islamists, militants there. He'd been there for 6 months. Why didn't that raise red flags with people at the FBI? And the FBI apparently stopped. They had been giving information to the U.S. about people like this, and then they stopped for whatever the reason. But the Joint Terrorism Task Force, I don't know if you know this, most every city has an office in the local FBI that's called the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And they were made aware of this kid's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But because the FBI had closed its investigation, the information was not given to the customs and border people. The point I'm trying to make here is that everywhere you turn, you see a lack of transfer of information from one agency to another. There is no communication, there is no connection, and there is little, it would appear, from the bureaucracy of encouragement of these organizations. We all pay. Remember, was it 2 weeks ago, Jennifer, that we had an overview of how many of these agencies are duplicating their efforts?
Right.
CIA and FBI are notorious for doing the same thing, mm-hmm. and so is Army Intelligence. So we have three or four agencies that basically do the same thing, and they don't share information. Their job is to protect you and Ken and me and Rich and everybody who's listening to this program. That's their job. That's what they get paid. In many instances, some of these agents make between $100,000 and $180,000 a year.
Right.
So that's their job, to protect, not to hoard information, not to keep sources from another agency because they're trying to vie for attention or import. No. Their job is to protect you. That's one of the basic jobs of government in general, to make sure you are safe and secure and protected. But no, they're not doing that. They're protecting their own butt, their own little corner of the world, and as a result, three people are dead. That's and how many other injured parties do we have in this? How many people lost legs and arms and pieces of feet? Because the FBI did not share information with the CIA. That's really the bottom line. All these people that are going around patting each other on the back and, you did a great job.
Those people did a good job. Local law enforcement did a good job.
But they shouldn't. They're wouldn't have to have done anything if the FBI and the CIA had done their jobs.
Right. So that's what I'm asking you. Do you think that they dropped the ball and just stopped investigating this guy, or did they just not share the information?
Both of those things are what I would say yes to. Yes to both of those. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. And these people that were there paid for it with their lives. So after the fact, they found him. Before the fact, they ought to have found him. Again, I say it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, but with this stuff coming together, a lot of the papers in Boston with a focus on this, and now all of these back patterns don't look so great. They haven't. Now it's time to really analyze what's going on, and it has nothing to do with local law enforcement because they don't have the tools either. They ought not to. That should be another example of them stumbling and fumbling and bumbling over the same information. There should be one agency in charge of this, and the information ought to go down. It ought to trickle down to local law enforcement, state police, all should have had this information to be on the lookout for these people. Potential problems. Isn't that really what it would come under? The heading is potential problems. Look for these people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how difficult is that?
Well, I think when you have anybody who's on a terror watch list and then we still were trying to figure out who these people were for a long time, I mean, you start where it's easy, you know. I mean, I think that for sure is a place where they let us down.
Yeah. All right, so it's food for thought anyway. 888-302-3684. I don't know how you ask this question or if it's relevant. I don't overdo this sort of thing. Do you think, I don't know, they weren't complicit, they were just absent. And maybe through their being absent and through their bureaucracy, excuse me, some of the other things, maybe that's their complicity. But my opinion is that if these people had done their jobs, those people would not be dead. These people at the FBI versus those people who lost their lives standing in front of that store. Which is all boarded up, by the way, now. Mm-hmm. All of the stuff up and down Boston Street where there was the bomb, all boarded up with signs in the window, "We support Boston." Okay, you support Boston. That's great. Wouldn't have had to support Boston if the FBI and the CIA had done the damn jobs. That's the way I look at it, anyway. So, thoughts are welcome at 888-302-3684. That's what we make things available for. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or to Kenny at DougStephan.com. Want to say hi to Betty Moore, who's listening in Crocker, Missouri. And
where
Sandra.
Betty's from, isn't it?
Who's where from there?
Betty's from Crocker, Missouri.
Betty Moore.
No, Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker. Oh. I don't know. We need to find out more about that, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Manam of Rice Lake, Wisconsin. How do you do? And Cynthia Bear of Las Vegas. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? The arrest of the Ryson, the real Ryson person, not the Elvis impersonator. That took place over the weekend, did it not?
It was a Ryson impersonator and an Elvis impersonator. Yes, right. They did catch somebody for it, yes.
All right.
A person of interest, I think, is what they like to call.
Everybody relax now. No Ryson will be coming to you.
Right.
However, there is some Minute Rice, and Uncle Ben's rice is waiting for you at your local grocery store. 888-302-3684. The leading cause of death in the United States of America is heart disease. I want to talk to you about safely managing your cholesterol levels, one of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and other leading cardiologists are always looking for safe, effective ways to help their patients lower their cholesterol. And the best product around is the all-natural Cardiol product. Cardiol is imported from Italy, subject to stricter quality control over there than supplements that are made here. The result is a more potent product, free of contaminants. Patients love it. Great success. I'm using it and have for the last about year and a half. So in as little as 30 days, you can have an impact, a major impact, on your cholesterol level and your triglyceride level. So what is the what's the help these people are offering? They're offering a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Go to cardiol.net/Doug and ask for the 30-day free trial. Cardiol.net/Doug, or you can call 888-809-6424. Pay $8.95 shipping and handling. That's it. Once again, that's Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net/Doug. D-O-U-G, or call toll-free 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. Get that free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Test it for yourself. Cardiol.net/Doug or 888-809-6424.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
Add some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
All right, let's see here. 19 past the hour. So last week, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, Jen,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about New York City trying to raise the minimum age for cigarette purchases from 18 to 21.
21, sure.
Now, the state is looking at doing the same thing. So, excuse me, this was some sort of a gathering of anti-smokers yesterday in New York. The bill was introduced on Friday after, I said, New York, I think it was Thursday, when Mayor Bloomberg said, let's make this a citywide campaign. And then somebody who's an assembly person for New York who's in the state assembly said, okay, let's introduce this. So this is a statewide ban on people buying cigarettes under the age of 21. Now, what is it, 18?
18 now.
18. Okay.
Yeah.
So what does this do if it's raised to 21? Is this better? Because it's going to keep younger people. One, I think it's been proven, the younger you are when you get addicted to tobacco, the longer you're going to stay with it.
Right.
So
I just don't know how it really does prevent young people from getting cigarettes, because I see young people all the time with cigarettes that they must have not bought for themselves.
Yeah, 14-year-olds.
Yeah, I don't know if they get it, if someone else to buy them, or if people just don't check IDs, if they just know those places. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it seems like these young kids will still get stuff, even if it's not
so
legal.
So what's the harm in changing it to 21?
I don't think there is a harm, actually.
Yeah.
Probably, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't affect me either way, because I'm not a smoker, so...
Yeah. Well, but it does, because you get secondhand smoke, and the less smoking by any age is better, as far as I'm concerned. I'm for it. 21 after.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Britain, the last letter written by the band leader on the Titanic sold at auction for $140,000. His last words, hey, it's still better than a Carnival cruise. I believe that was the last. It's still a better way to go. Hey, listen to this. Carnival Cruise is trying to get people back on those diarrhea ships today, as you know. They're offering a $38 a night cruise. $38 a night, that's cheaper than Motel 6. Because at Motel 6, the toilets don't back up and overflow, so that's a little different.
Now, I worry about Americans, and I'm going to include myself in this. Sometimes I feel stupid. A lot of times I feel ignorant, and I just wonder, am I the only American that feels this way? I'll tell you what I'm driving at here. All five living current and former presidents were at the opening of the George W. Bush Library Museum in Dairy Queen. Listen to this. A lot of people, a lot of Americans believe that Jimmy Carter is the guy who is going to replace Jay Leno. Isn't that crazy?
Listen to this, you guys. After being named the unhappiest and the fattest state in the country, West Virginia has now been named the most stressed out state. Researchers aren't sure why, but they have to think it might have something to do with being called sad and fat. Rough year for them. Leave them alone. And finally, a woman in Florida is being praised for turning over $36,000 in cash after finding it on a golf course. Authorities are saying it's a selfless move, while the woman's like, good, because I found $80,000.
I don't think Friday was a great night for laughs, so I didn't find any one of those really funny.
I thought Fallon was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, not much. All right, that's just me,
tough
though.
Tough critic, you.
Yes, I am. This is where comedians come to die. But, I'm not a big fan, no. Yeah. All right, speaking of big fans, the president kicked off the night at the correspondents' dinner on Saturday by taking jabs at himself and the media. He said, I look in the mirror and I have to admit I'm not the strapping young Muslim socialist I used to be. He said, I know CNN has taken some knocks recently, but I admire their commitment to cover all sides of the story just in case one of them happens to be accurate. That was pretty funny. All right, here's a radio talk show host named Chris Daniel talking about the increasing number of people who are now exclusively watching TV on their computers.
We've been hearing about this zero TV home thing, and all of a sudden you're hearing that phrase, zero TV home. Where did that come from? It came from the Nielsen TV rating services. They have had to create a term for millions of households in the United States because they've never seen it before. People are giving up on TV, and it's not that they're not watching, it's that they're not watching cable, they're not watching satellite, and they're not watching network terrestrial TV. They're watching plenty of video.
Sure.
Netflix. Well, let me. I don't want to get ahead of myself here as we set this up, but 5 million American households. So maybe 15 million people. 5 million American households. Zero TV homes. Up from 2 million just 5 years ago. And it's such a big deal right now that the convention, the National Association of Broadcasters, has made this the priority discussion at their convention in Vegas coming up next week. Nothing will happen because it's a bunch of broadcasters gathering for a convention in Las Vegas. On top of it, Netflix is, of course, benefiting the most. Their shares have soared 24%. Better than expected profits because people are dumping. They're choosing to pay $8 a month to get stuff a little bit later than they would on a premiere off of DirecTV or Comcast or, God forbid, network television. And also their show House of Cards is doing quite well with Kevin Spacey, and that's getting people there. So they're doing so well, they're starting to make their own program. Are you becoming, or are you already, a zero TV household? How have you rigged your wires now where you're not paying a cable bill anymore?
How have you rigged your wires? I love that. Coming up, is Big Brother coming to your job? And Jennifer wants to talk about genetically engineered food. That's up next here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If there's one thing I love, it's buildings that have a lot of history, especially when they pay homage to the great stories behind them. For example, in Amsterdam is a cool local restaurant called De Kaas, which is located in a former greenhouse and nursery. Today, they still maintain a small section of the greenhouse to grow the produce that they actually serve on their menu. Of course, no one beats Berlin when it comes to repurposing industrial buildings. There's a hotel there called the Serati Hafe. You know what that is? It's an old German chocolate factory. And a little closer to home, there's the Quaker Square Inn in Akron, Ohio. Does it sound familiar? Because that's because it's located inside an old grain silo that was part of the Quaker Oats milling facility. You've heard of the Liberty Hotel in Boston. Well, that used to be a prison. Well, how about a prison-turned B&B? Try the old jail bed and breakfast in Taylor's Falls, Minnesota, which used to be the old lockup next to the town saloon. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Roll Down. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit, check, or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90 days same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason, medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice Get survivalretreatconsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. survivalretreatconsulting.com. survivalretreatconsulting.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
State by state, corner to corner. Rich McFadden in one corner, Jennifer Horn in another corner, Ken Kessler in yet another corner. But because there's four corners, there needs to be one more person. That's me! It's the Doug Steffen.
Wow. Day. Dude, did you just have a bowl of Wheaties?
With a red bowl in it.
Doug's been kind of low key today, and then all of a sudden, whammo! Right.
The most information, the best stories of the day here on the Good Day program. Monday, the 29th of April, I was just reading A Tale of Two Robbers. In essence, two people who have screwed the tax system, therefore the government, and they both said, I didn't know I was doing this. It both cases involved offshore accounts. The one fellow from New York, who is a doctor, happened to work for the feds, had $1.5 million in a Swiss bank account. His father left it there for him, said he could have it after he died. He hasn't done anything with it. The IRS found it because they have this new thing with the Swiss, so they can try to get at people who have money stashed away in Swiss bank accounts. Much safer in the Caymans, I think, or in your mattress, probably.
In your backyard, in the Mason
yard. Yeah, in your backyard, right. So anyway, this guy has to pay a fine and basically wipes out all of the whatever was in that account, gonzo, and he gets 6 months. So at the same time, this guy's 62 and was a doctor for the Veterans Administration. He worked for the federal government in some way, shape, or form. So the money he hadn't earned, it was just there and given to him. So he was given, in addition to all the fines and penalties and restitution and all this other stuff, he was given 6 months. Could have gotten 30, but he got six. So then there's another woman who is one of these heiresses that lives in Palm Beach. Her husband left her $43 million in a Swiss bank account. She didn't know anything about it. Supposedly, her money handlers did. She never worried about it. She just got a check. You know, that's what happens often with people who have money. They may or may not know where everything is. They get whatever they live on, whatever the interest is, from the bonds or the investments, the stocks, whatever. And so let's say you got $40-45 million and you're at 5%. What does that net you a year? That's about $2 million, right? So you live on the $2 million and the $45 million stays where it is. Under the circumstances, this lady had about $43-44 million in this account. She was living off the interest from it, but she didn't know from nothing. So they haul her into court, penalize her. She has to pay $21 million in fines and fees. Plus, she has to do 400 hours of community service. Doesn't have to go to jail. What's the point? Why would you send either of these two people to jail, or even on? Why would they even have to do public service? If you take everybody's, if in these two cases, their money was taken from them, and you got what you were supposed to get in terms of taxes, this is another argument for the tax system being as horrible as it is. But it's like debtor's prison. Remember when they used to put people into jail because they couldn't pay their debts? Hello, how do you pay your debt?
If you're in prison.
From jail.
Yeah.
And this makes no sense to me. All it is the system and the grievous nature of the system going after somebody because they're jealous or they're, you know, something like that. Instead of what makes sense is to take their money. It's like Bernie Madoff. What's he in jail for? He's not a danger to anybody in there except himself.
Well, they probably saved his life by putting him in
jail. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, he took down a lot of families.
Okay, so maybe if that's the reason, but I don't think that's the stated reason, Richie. I think it was
It's certainly not the stated reason.
So, in any event, I think it's something worth thinking about, as is most of what we have going on here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. So, Jen.
Yes, sir.
The question comes on whether or not it's time. This is a one of my favorite items, genetically modified foods or seeds and genetically engineered meats and vegetables and all that sort of thing. So, now this bill has been introduced that would ensure that the food that is not natural or normal gets labeled. It was an attempt in California that brought this to the public, but Monsanto spent millions of dollars trying
to shut her down.
Yeah, and they were successful in California. So how much money are they going to spend to try to keep this from becoming federal law?
Probably quite a bit, I would imagine. But we got a letter from one of our listeners today that I passed on to you that was talking about how she's not having it. She's talking to her representatives now to try to stop this bill from going through.
Mm-hmm. And the question is, will you have the chutzpah or chutzpah? Isn't that how it's said?
It doesn't take long. I know a lot of people think it takes a long time to talk with your representative, but it doesn't. You send a quick email and it's
Why don't we post this at Facebook? Kenny, can we do that? Because the action is pretty easy here. You can contact your state representatives and senators by clicking on a key connection, and we'll post that for you. I think, Jennifer, you can pass that along and let Kenny put that up on our Facebook page, and we can put it wherever it'll do some good. But I support this 100%, frankly. It's a time people knew where their food was coming from, and the only people that don't want you to know that are the people that know that knowing it is going to keep you from buying it, and they want you to buy it so they can make more money and you can die younger. That's pretty much it, right?
What Simple. A deal.
Yeah, such a deal. All right, Richie, you're going to love this.
What's that?
The fact that Big Brother is now, and I wonder about you as a boss there, if you've considered this sort of thing. The book, it's a couple. It's a series of books that have been written on the meddling that bosses are doing now. And one wonders whether, because of this micro-checking, it's too close for comfort. A lot of second-guessing going on. And as annoying as this is, there is indication that there is going to be more of the kind of, I don't know, what would you call it? Supervision, of spying. There's a pilot program designed by Course Smart, which is another one of these companies from Silicon Valley that distributes electronic textbooks. So what's going to happen is students are going to be given these books, and if they don't read them, the prof is going to know that you haven't read them. And the same for high school, I guess, as well. These books are available now at a number of levels. So is this the height? Is this something
What it does is
over the
before,
top?
When you were given A Tale of Two Cities to read,
right.
You might just skim the book.
Yeah.
Or you might go out and buy the Cliff Notes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And not really read it.
Right.
Well, now the actual e-reader that is assigned to you.
It reports to you.
Reports back.
Yeah.
Okay. This page was read. This page was skipped.
Mm-hmm.
This page was read.
So
they
get graded by whether or not you've read the stuff.
So the teacher knows whether you've done it. Now, in my day, and I'm sure in your day, it didn't really matter whether you read every single page or not.
No, you know the answers, you knew the answer.
It mattered whether, when you wrote the report, whether you did a good job in summarizing the book and what happened to the book and telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, listen, if they read half the book and they comprehended the story and they were able to summarize it and write it up in their report.
Can I tell you why they're doing this, though? The reason that you guys aren't thinking about is that you can now go on in Google Papers and get a pre-written term paper, a book summary on these things. And so a lot of kids will just go in and make it into their own, pretty much, and never even touch the book.
But how silly.
That's why they're watching these.
Yeah, but how silly is that in a sense? If there are only so many of these, there are bound to be a few people who are going to turn in term papers from the same source in the same class, right?
Get caught. My mom catches people all the time.
Mm-hmm. What's she do with them?
Flunk them? Turn them in.
But she flunk them?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they should be flunked.
Or she might give them an opportunity to redo something in front, sit in front of her and redo something. I don't know. But it depends on the case. But yeah, that's what I think this is probably really about, is that so many people are going online to pull papers and stuff. They're not actually reading the books.
Yeah.
Now at least you would know that they're actually reading the book.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Pretty interesting reality, though, isn't it? That the technology's gotten to the point where schools are going to assign you an electronic book. You don't have to. You pay rental on it, I guess. But included in is a chip so that they'll know whether you've read page.
It's what they do to you when you have to take a driving school, traffic school. Now there's all these different electric ways to do traffic school at home, and if you take the online version, it reports in that you do each and every page in a timed out way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because they don't want you to just sneak through and do the test at the end that proves that you've finished the class.
Pretty amazing. 17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you're a longtime listener, you know that gadgets are a focus often of my interest. I love the ones that are handy, and here's one that is for ladies. You've heard me talk about this before. You will become more beautiful. You will appreciate, and I think, Jennifer, you thought this when I first started talking about high clips.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how this works. You get the box of high clips comes you, under the circumstances, the ladies who invented the high clip described them as a great tool to increase hair by adding height at the roots of your hair. This may be true, but there are other things out there. The box says you can transform lifeless hair into wildly full hair. So this is pretty simple. If you want wildly full hair, and that's what most women seem to like and men like, especially on Friday nights, visit highclips.com to see for yourself. The box says high clips work on any type of hair, straight, curly, wavy, and any length of hair, short, medium, or long. I think it'll make men look at your hair. I think that's what this does. I don't know much about hair, but I know kind of what I like. And so if you are interested in your lady having big hair, maybe this is for you guys.
You know what they say, right, Dougie?
What's that?
The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Really? Okay,
I'll go home.
Mm-hmm.
Visit highclips.com, max volume styling clips, highclips.com.
Oh. Baa Black Sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
A recent Shape magazine survey found that 93% of working women snack at the office. The Shape Trend Shapers panel also revealed that 60% of women regret their workday snack choices. Seeing trends like this inspired Sargento to team with Cheryl Burke, a professional dancer and two-time champion on Dancing with the Stars, to share her snacking tips and to unveil a new snacking tool.
Women who are always on the go want snacks that are wholesome, satisfying, and convenient. Snacking is a part of my daily routine because I'm always racing to rehearsal, dance performances, and photo shoots. It's so important to keep my energy up. I love cheese, and Sargento Natural Cheese Snacks give me the high-quality protein I need in single servings, which help me control calories without compromising on taste.
To find wholesome snack ideas to shake up your snacking routine, Burke recommends visiting the new Sargento Smart Snacking Tool at www.sargento.com/snacks.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Monday morning, 13 before the hour. How many people know who James Everett Dutschke is?
I do not.
Yes, you do.
That one got by me.
No, you both talked about him. As a matter of fact, Jennifer was just talking about him in the last half hour. James Everett Dutschke, D-U-T-S-C-H-K-E, James Everett Dutschke.
Quickly we forget, huh?
Yes, apparently you do. Mr. Dutschke apparently was the doofus who was responsible for sending the rice and laced letters to President Obama and Senator Wicker, charged with attempting to use a biological weapon. Authorities said he
and blame
denied.
It on an Elvis impersonator.
Right, exactly. He says, I respect President Obama and I love my country. And I do eat rice.
Some poison.
As opposed to the other guy.
Elvis impersonator.
No, that was not the Elvis impersonator.
The Elvis impersonator said, I respect Obama and love my country.
Yeah. And rice.
Rice. Yeah.
He didn't eat rice.
He didn't eat rice. Anyway, this guy says he didn't do it. The other guy said he didn't do it. Kevin Curtis was the Elvis impersonator who said he didn't do it. Dutschke hired him for a party. Somehow, this is really just the strange thing here. Is their relationship. These guys were apparently friends or developed a friendship. At first, what I heard was that they were sharing the same woman, and that created the problem. I don't know that that was... How do you do that anyway, by the way? It's not an easy thing to do.
Nobody wins that.
No.
Nobody wins that.
No. Chris Brown's father, Jennifer, has the same feelings as most of America does when it comes to his son dating Rihanna. They should have never gotten back together again. So what's the latest there? You're up on the gossipy stuff.
Well, it just seems like they have fights on and off all the time. They're always on, they're always off.
Why would you want to be
so
with anybody? Yeah, why would you want drama? Why do you want to fight with people?
I can't respect her for going back to him after he did what he did to her. I mean, that's just, I mean, it's almost like
that?
I'm done with her. I don't even pay attention to what they're doing anymore because of it.
So what do you pay attention to? As a woman who reads a lot of the gossip stuff, are you interested in, for example, I saw something by Amanda Seyfried She was in Allure magazine talking about how she misses her boobs that she had when she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that of any interest?
Because she's gotten so skinny that she doesn't have them anymore.
Sure, that's what happens.
You know, people are very candid now talking about their bodies, and other women relate because as you get older and go through life, things do change. So I think other women relate to that.
They do. Do you?
No, mine are still here. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
That's what thanks like for checking.
Kenny, am I missing anything from Facebook or Twitter?
No, but after that, I'm sure there's going to be some comments.
Okay, just checking. Got to keep checking in. It's 51 past the hour. Listening to the Monday Doug Stanford Good Day program with lots of conversation about important things like what size is your...
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Tech, what is this?
This is called Feel So Good.
Really?
We're going to go out clubbing later, Dougie.
It's the Good Day Band, the in-house Good Day Band.
All right. I'm all for that.
It's Kenny on the keyboards over there.
All right. Kenny on the keyboards. What's Jennifer playing?
The electronic tambourine.
That's very good. All right.
Nice.
Richie's on the, what are you on?
You're
guitar
and drums.
Guitar, of course. All right.
Yes.
How do you do that together, play the guitar and the drums? You're really good.
I multi-track it.
Huh?
I go in and lay down the beat, the backbeat, and then I come back and play the guitar in front.
So then you, one could say you've got the beats.
I've got the beat.
He's got the beat. Boys,
I am the rhythm section, brother.
All right, let's get into some more tech talk. It's time for Shelley Palmer to visit us. He spent the weekend studying what's going on in the world of technology so that you can have your update. And this morning you're going to talk about how this year so far has been the year of the Twitter hack. We'll get Kenny's read on that, too, in just a moment on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of
scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, 2013 is the year of the Twitter hack. Having at Burger King hacked to promote McDonald's food may be harmless and fun, but a recent hack showed just how dangerous the trend can be. Last week, the Associated Press's Twitter account was hacked to send out a tweet that said President Obama was injured in an explosion at the White House. While the tweet was quickly taken down and the AP's other Twitter handles began damage control, there were instant repercussions. The Dow dropped more than 100 points and President Obama's aide had to issue a statement to say that Obama was okay. This goes to show that Twitter must implement a two-step verification process, which would add another layer of security to its accounts. When signing onto your account in a new location, in addition to your username or password, you'd need to enter a code that Twitter would send to your phone. Google's had it for a while now. Microsoft just recently rolled it out, and every bank uses it. Hey, Twitter, we're waiting for you. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
All right, how close are we to Mother's Day? Fast, quickly approaching. Are you looking for Mom's perfect gift? Chanel Caraway has some more for you to consider right here, right now on Good Day.
Moms and our loved ones deserve the best, but we often struggle to find a special gift that can truly make an impact. Lastin Sharias from Western Union says the possibilities are endless with the gift of cash.
Money is a perfect gift this Mother's Day, and when you send it for Western Union, it becomes a gift that gives to others. For every qualifying Western Union money transfer transaction sent from the U.S. to Mexico from April 22nd to June 10th, we will make a donation to Enseña por México up to $1,000 per day and $50,000 in total to fund training programs for as many as 50 new teachers in 50 days. At Western Union, we believe that the gift of education is the best path to financial opportunity. Join us this Mother's Day as we work with Enseña por México to help create an even brighter future for Mexico's young people.
For more information, log on to westernunion.com/precio, that's P-R-E-C-I-O, or visit your local Western Union agent location. That's Newsbreak from Western Union.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi to Marge Darling, who's listening.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.